third and final game of the series with the Reds and Giants Sunday. Through the first two games, Cincinnati's outscored them 27-5. Johnny Cueto starting for San Francisco, and the Reds again would start early. Bottom of the first, they have first and second, one down. Eugenio Suarez facing Cueto.
Pitch. Suarez punches one. Panic can't get it. It's over his head into right center field. That's another hit. Around third, Hamilton. He'll come in to score. 1-0 Cincinnati. I think in this case, upset with himself. Jeanette lines one to right field, and Pence is going to have to play it on a bounce. Votto around third. He's going to try to score. The throw comes into first. Cut off by Belt, and Votto does score. Over to third, Suarez. 2-0 Cincinnati. Second in the league in slugging average. They've hit for a lot of power. Tied for first in steals. Here's a drive to deep right center field. That's going to boost the slugging. This one is gone by plenty. Up over the 370 mark and about a third of the way up those big bleachers. Another home run for Scott Schebler. 3-0 Reds.
Here's the pitch to Cozart, and he hits a high drive to left. Back is Nunez. At the wall, gone. And the Reds have hit another home run, and it's 4-0. At the Belt in the pitch. Belt swinging a miss, struck him out. Belt trying to figure it out. You can see walking back. He's like, what the heck is going on?
The 0-2, Morris strikes out swinging. Chased a breaking ball. So he took two fastballs that were called strikes, then swung at the curve and missed it. Fifth strikeout for Feldman. Pitch number 119 for Scott Feldman in the game coming up. Here it is. His 2-2 is hit to first on one hop. Votto's got it. And he's going to take it himself to the bag for the putout. Scott Feldman from Burlingame. Grew up watching the Giants. And today has pitched one of the best games of his Major League career against the Giants.
The Reds sweep the Giants Sunday with a 4-0 win. It's their season-high fifth straight win in a row. Scott Feldman pitches a complete game, four-hit shutout. He walks one, strikes out five. He threw 119 pitches, allowing just one extra base hit. The Giants are swept by the Reds over the weekend after a 4-0 finish on Sunday. They were outscored 31-5 during the series. Here's manager Bruce Bochy.
He was good, but to be honest, hard to say how good because we really struggled here with the bats. Score five runs here in a three-game series. I didn't see that coming. Looked like we were coming out of it there in L.A. First game, and we just took drive a run in and really had trouble just getting things going. But he threw a great game, a shutout. The guys looked like they had trouble seeing the ball because we were late a lot, fouling shanking balls over their dugout. So it's usually a sign they're not picking it up, but we're in a funk offensively.
How tough was that first play, the ground ball Christian had to handle?
That's a tough play. It's hit hard. That's a tough play. It's one of those you probably could go either way, and nobody's going to complain. But they get some early runs again off us. But Johnny was Johnny. I mean, he battled, kept us in a game. He gave us what we needed, some depth, length there because our bullpen's been used so much. So, kind of allows us to kind of get things in order again. But this series kind of reminds you of that Colorado series. It looked like we never got off the plane the way we were playing. And these things are hard to explain. I wish I had a magic button. But we better figure it out here soon.
In a funk like this, do you welcome a new city, no matter where it is?
Sometimes, but you know what? It's not always the thing that's going to get you out of it. You got to have that sense of determination. We had some guys that had a rough series, hitless, just didn't get good swings off. Not knock against their starters, but they have had their moments too, but they've found their game against us. And we're going to New York. We're going to see some tough starters there.
The Giants run to New York to take on the Mets Monday at Citi Field.